With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Texas wildfires continue to burn.
The Smokehouse Creek fire, which began Monday, may have destroyed as many as 500 structures in the Texas Panhandle. That's according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who says homeowners there have nothing left.
When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone, completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
The fire has burned about 1,700 square miles and killed two people, and the weather is not helping. The National Weather Service forecast for the weekend warns of strong winds, relatively low humidity, and dry conditions. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meanwhile, it's snowing in the Sierras. National Weather Service meteorologist Matt Chiba says the snow will be measured in feet.
We might see 3 to 4, maybe even 5 inches per hour in some locations, and in conjunction with the winds, they will create whiteout blizzard conditions.
A blizzard warning through Sunday morning covers a 300-mile stretch from Lake Tahoe through Yosemite National Park. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley continues her presidential run despite overwhelming odds. Haley says America needs a new type of leader.
This is the time we need to go in a new direction with a new generational leader that can put in 8 years, day and night, no negativity, no drama, no vendettas, just hardcore results for the American people.
Haley has yet to win a single nominating contest, but Haley says she's stayed in the primary race in part because large and small donors have encouraged her to. On Wall Street, the Dow by 91 points, the NASDAQ rose 183. This is SRN News. Evangelicals want action on immigration.
According to a new survey by Lifeway Research, the surge in illegal border crossings during the Biden administration is worrying evangelical Christians. 80% want Congress to take action to stop the flow. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, the urgency continues to grow for Congress to act this year to improve laws around immigration. The poll also finds that evangelicals are concerned for the welfare of illegal aliens and want to share the gospel with them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anheuser-Busch continues to see depressed sales here in the U.S. due to a decline in demand for Bud Light. The company sparked a spontaneous boycott of the beer in 2023 after it decided to partner with a transgender influencer. Anheuser-Busch reported that U.S. revenue declined 9.5% for the year and 17% in the fourth quarter, primarily due to the volume decline of Bud Light. This is SRN News. An attempt to serve an eviction notice has ended in tragedy outside Kansas City.
Police in Independence, Missouri say a Jackson County court worker, Drexel Matt, was trying to serve an eviction notice when he was fatally shot. Responding to a 911 call, two city police officers responded to help him and were also shot, one fatally.
They were met with gunfire.
Independence Police Chief Adam Dustman.
Officer Cody Allen served this community not once but twice as an Independence police officer. He is a hero.
The suspect sustained minor injuries and is in custody. Dustman said the second officer underwent surgery and is expected to recover. Audio courtesy KMBC. I'm Jennifer King.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court rejected a Democratic lawsuit seeking to throw out the battleground state's congressional maps. The court on Friday said it would not hear the case filed in January by a group of Democratic voters. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.